Afterward to section 15. A poet said that at bedtime, when her daughter was young, she liked to read to her from Homer's catalogue of ships in the second book of the Iliad. I felt a pang of sorrow for the child, thinking she must have been bored by the names and virtues of all the kings and warriors, the places they set sail from, their noble deeds. And then her mother recited lines from the poem, which even in translation can stir the hard-hearted. What a gift to receive at any age, a hymn to the abundance of the earth, the multiplicity that Whitman celebrates in his first long catalogue. The trick is to read slowly, to hear the music sounding in everyone and everything. The first line, the shortest in the catalogue, the pure contralto sings in the organ loft, thus tunes our ears to the key of life. We belong to a choir, whether we know it or not, and we must listen closely to all the others in order to find our place in the score, as the carpenter shaving a plank of wood hears in the smoothing movement of his foreplane the whistle of its wild ascending lisp, one voice calling out to another, weaving the song of myself which belongs to everyone. William Blake invites us to see a world in a grain of sand, and Whitman follows that advice to the letter, discovering infinity on what and whomever his gaze alights. People from all walks of life, the high-born and the low, the passing seasons, the white sails of a regatta. There are no passers-by in Whitman's field of vision, no missing persons. Everyone is accounted for.